I would say that an important point is that police and other sort of formal groups assigned to security can't begin to cover everything. So it's really up to people to be vigilant, to be aware of what's around them. And whether it's a domestic terrorist group or an international one, they usually do something beforehand, before it happens, that's a little odd. When they come to do their damage, they usually have cased the place very carefully. That means you've got, in many cases, strangers in the neighborhood, suspicious activity. So it's important then to think of the kinds of things that terrorists might engage in and anticipate what kinds of things they might do to attack these places of opportunity.